You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
EDU.
On a beautiful sunny Wednesday, it is Gym Class getting ready to set sail here from our studios. Myself, Scott Unash, Buttons on the other side of the glass, Mark Dukes on his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, and you out there, 1600 AM, historic Main Gym, all over Eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Loaded show for you coming up today. Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to join us, and we will preview the state softball tournament. The games have been completed, the regional finals, and we will talk about the five-class state tournament and what will be a very unusual state tournament up in Fort Dodge. And we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Chris Liss of rotowire.com will join us as well. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball, and if you have a question about your particular team, or if you have not yet drafted, or you have drafted and are wondering how in the world a 60-game season is going to impact fantasy baseball, well, you can let Chris know your thoughts out there and ask a question of him, and we'll do that coming up at the back half of the program today. Text number to reach out is 319-366-1600. As always, that's 319-366-1600. 1600, and that is our phone line as well. So we go to the back porch on the southwest side and bring in Mark Dukes today. It's a beauty.
It is a beauty, Scott. Good to be with you again today. Hope you guys are well. And for better or worse, for right or wrong, sports are returning. looking forward to shucking some corn and watching the Twins and Cubs tonight in the final. What are they calling it? Some summer school or summer league? Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
But the opening games only a few hours away. I'm watching some NBA action. I hardly ever watch the NBA, but got some.
Well, we lose Mark. May have.
Wizards are underway right now as well. And that game includes Tyler Cook, who already has a bucket, and Jared Utoff. So, yeah, things are popping, Scott.
They are popping. Now, are these are exhibition games or just whatever the NBA is calling them?
Yes.
Okay. They don't count for anything. Anyway, 319-366-1600. NBA had a player leave the bubble due to an emergency. And we'll see how that all plays out. Hopefully it does no harm because they've done, so far anyway, a very good job as far as staying COVID-free and just everything free as far as the bubble is concerned. And I thought it was very interesting, people talking about a bubble and how the hardships are for the NBA players. And one of the Thunder players, I cannot recall his name, came on and said, we're in a luxury resort. You know, I understand staying away from loved ones, but if you're going to do it and have to do it, if you, for whatever reason, staying in a luxury resort is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, don't feel sorry for these guys, that's for sure. And, you know, they could choose to opt out if they didn't want to be in a luxury hotel and probably eat pretty good food and avoid the virus. So, they have done a pretty good job, as much as I've read.
Very good job so far. A lot to get to. As we mentioned, Jeff Linder is going to join us here in about 10 minutes or so, and then Chris Liss of rotowire.com is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We have the Twins and the Cubs exhibition baseball coming up tonight for you. We'll have it at 6 o'clock tonight on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. That is the Twins in Wrigley to take on the Chicago Cubs, and that will get underway at 6:05 after a very brief pregame show with Corey and Dan. They aren't there, though. Visiting visiting radio folks, and I believe television folks as well, they are not traveling along. They're only going to their home games, so they have to be in a studio. I believe that's what Corey Provis tweeted out and wrote about anyway. So it'd be a little bit interesting, but he gets to watch his sons play T-ball, which he thought was pretty cool change-up. So that's good. That's good for them.
Well, sure. And those guys do a great job. You're going to hear them for 60 games anyway here on these airwaves.
Or close to 60.
Or close to 60, yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. All right. At one time, I'd given up on Major League Baseball, but as the days grow nearer to the start of the season, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, and we'll have it tonight beginning at 6 o'clock, and then the season starts tomorrow with a pair of games. We've got one of them for you, and that is a 6:05 first pitch. That will be the Washington Nationals, the defending World Series champions, hosting the New York Yankees. And we'll actually have that 107.5 FM at 5 o'clock is going to bring you the pregame. If you'd like to hear the hour-long pregame for that, you can tune in tomorrow to 107.5. Everybody gets it at 6 o'clock, and then season starts for the Twins and the Chicago White Sox on Friday night, 6:30 on 107.5 FM for that particular ball game. So baseball is here. We got some baseball and live sports to bring you here on the airwaves of KGYM. We're going to have NBA basketball, I think, starting up next week from ESPN. We've got some major golf action coming up as well with the PGA at Harding Park in San Francisco in the first couple weeks of August. So we've got some things, and then who knows about football. Verdict is not completely in as of yet.
No, and some important news coming Friday. I think the NCAA Board of Governors is going to make a recommendation, I think, no more than that, on what it feels should happen in the fall. And just this afternoon, reading some stories about that, and that could be an interesting Friday, Scott.
There could be a lot of things for you and Buttons to talk about on Friday. There could be a lot of things. We'll see. As they say, usually we go, what, a week or so without a whole lot happening, and then everything just kind of throws into one day. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600. COVID news today, dealing with COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Our friends to the north in the land of 10,000 lakes, the great state of Minnesota, governor today mandated public mask wearing. Of course, that was mandated in Iowa City yesterday by the mayor, and now the state of Minnesota is apparently going to have mandatory mask wearing as well. And with many family members up there, I want to talk with them and see how it's all going here over the next couple of days. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be, excuse me, interesting, and I think it probably will only help to improve the situation. I don't know. Nobody does, but it's a move that, excuse me, will be interesting to follow. And like anything else, people that don't drive the speed limit, you're going to have people that aren't going to wear a mask. And I think it's their right, actually. But I don't want to get too far into that. It seems like more and more locales and states are going that direction.
Yeah, they are. Also going that direction, the National Football League coming out today and saying that they are going to mandate masks be worn during NFL games, at least for the start of the season, that they hope will take place in 2020 anyway. So if you are planning to go to an NFL game this year, you better mask up and get ready for that. Don't be surprised by it.
Well, I think you're going to see the same thing if college football is played, maybe even high school football. I think if this thing continues as it is, I think you're going to probably see the same thing in college and high school sports. We'll see. But it seems to be the trend right now.
319-366-1600 at 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Jeff Linder going to join us here in just a few minutes. And then Chris Liss of rotowire.com is going to be joining us coming up as well. A sad notation today in the world of sports, Mark, as far as college wrestling is concerned, and a very unique individual that we lost earlier on today, way too soon anyway, at a very early age. And it does harken back to a former time as far as NCAA wrestling is concerned.
Yeah, indeed. You're speaking of Carlton Hasselrig, who won 6 NCAA wrestling championships during his career at Pitt Johnston. Now, how would he do that?
Well, how did he do that, Mark?
In the 1980s, and even before that, those who won Division II and III national titles were eligible to compete in the Division I tournament. So Hasselrig won 3 at the Division II level, 3 at the Division I level. He was that good. And it caused the NCAA to change. It's called the Hasselrig rule, where the D2 and 3 guys no longer can compete at the Division I tournament, which I always loved that. I always loved to see the D3 guys and D2 guys, you know, how will they stack up against their D1 brethren. But Hasselrig, arguably one of the best wrestlers of all time. And then for an encore, he was taken in the 12th round by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hasselrig never played football. Pitt Johnston didn't have a team and became a Pro Bowl guard.
Yep.
I mean, you don't hear stories like that just every day.
No, and it was more like a public relations move, if I recall, by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because obviously being a close by regional hero and decided to, hey, you know, 12th round, why not? And see if we can hit gold here. They hit gold. And a little bit of history right there, wrestling and football history.
They did indeed. They started him out on the defensive side of the ball and then was switched to the offensive line. And I think Hasselrig only played 4 or 5 years in the NFL. He encountered some drug and alcohol problems. I don't know whether he conquered that or not, but died of natural causes at age 54 today.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line, we'll have that open for questions for Chris Liss coming up a little bit later on as Major League Baseball on the eve of getting underway. And that sounds good. Thought it would be a long time ago, but it will be underway officially on July the 23rd, and we'll see how it all plays out. And again, we've got the Cubs and the Twins tonight. Twins baseball on 107.5 FM for you beginning at 6 o'clock with the first pitch of 6:05 coming up this evening. And
It'll be interesting to see where Toronto is going to play.
Yeah.
Because the Canadian government is not allowing the Blue Jays to play in Canada, and earlier today, the Blue Jays had an agreement with the Pittsburgh Pirates and Major League Baseball to play at PNC Park. Well, the state has stepped in and said, not so fast. You are not going to be allowed to play in Pittsburgh, which I don't understand. Pittsburgh is going to play there, so why not allow the Blue Jays to play when the Pirates are not there? Maybe few people will care, but this is a problem for Toronto, and Baltimore is mentioned as a possible site, maybe a AAA stadium somewhere. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because of the fact that, well, Major League Baseball, very stringent guidelines as far as lights are concerned, and they said that there wasn't a minor league baseball park anywhere that had the lights capable for the major leaguer, so... Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Toronto will not play in Pittsburgh, though. They're orphans right now. We got to find a place for them. And it's only, 48 hours?
You don't need lights for day games, but that's another matter.
You mentioned college football before we get to a break here. CBSSports.com with a very interesting piece by Dennis Dodd today that deals with the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, talking about +1 scheduling. That coming from Gary Stokin. He is the president and CEO of the Peach Bowl. And he's trying to get it together so that some conferences play a conference slate and then one non-conference game. Now, he's got a very vested interest in it because he's the one that puts on the Chick-fil-A kickoff games. They've got three of them scheduled right now, but more than likely will not be played. So we'll see. He's trying to get some of these big-time matchups like Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech to continue and perhaps be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and get that going as far as college football is concerned.
A lot to be sorted out yet. I mentioned the meeting Friday of the NCAA Board of Governors and anticipating some news out of there. Before that, we were anticipating our adjusted Big Ten schedules to come out any day. Maybe that will be put on hold based on what the Board of Governors has to say on Friday. So a lot to be sorted out yet.
A lot to be sorted out, and we'll be there when it is sorted out to get your opinions on it. 319-366-1600. And on the text line, before we get to a break, 6385. Hey, I'm excited. My White Sox are tied for first place almost through July. That was also used for the Miami Marlins yesterday. 63.
Yeah, so are the Kansas City Royals.
Yes, 6385. Blue Jays should play in Dyersville all year, according to 6912. Yeah, Toronto will just have to play all 60 games on the road, according to 1900. I'm banking the fact that they're not going to go for that plan.
Might not have a choice.
Might not. Might not have a choice. We'll see. We shall see. All right, 3:20. We'll take a break. Come back. Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will help us preview the Girls State Softball Tournament in Fort Dodge, which will start on Monday. We'll do that when we come back. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on this July the 22nd. Coming away right here on KGYM.
I find myself at the same point each year where I'm purchasing books, materials for the next semester 1 week, and next week I'm going to be paying all the expenses on the road for 10 people on my staff. I know I'm going to exceed the limit of this card.
Chip Davis is busy heading up training for plumbers and pipe fitters Local 125, but he was happy to take time to talk about how much the people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust make a difference to them.
To be able to make a phone call and have someone tell me, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. They've always made that real simple. You know, they go in and make whatever changes need to be made so that we can continue with our day-to-day operations. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has always said, let's get you taken care of.
People you can bank on.
They've never left us as a business high and dry, waiting for paperwork to catch up on the banking side. It's the small town bank with the ability to do big things for you.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In 1959, the Iowa football team wins the Rose Bowl. That same year tells the tale of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper perishing in a plane crash over Clear Lake. That leads to the song American Pie in 1971. The same year Joe Frazier defeats Muhammad Ali for the first time. Frazier goes on to sing in his own band, Joe Frazier and the Knockouts, and scored a hit in 1974 by covering Knock on Wood. The same year, Hank Aaron beats Babe Ruth's home run record. Next would be 1982. Iowa wins the Peach Bowl, and Michael Jackson releases the highest-selling album of all time called Thriller. You see, great moments in sports and music always go together. So enjoy both with great sports coverage on KGYM Sports Radio and great moments in music on Smart FM, both available on your smart speakers. Or grab the live stream at KGYMradio.com and smartrockin.com.
This summer, make sure your travel plans include a trip to the Iowa Lottery Prize Zone, where there's $250,000 in Play It Again cash prizes available in our Summer Cash Bash. Don't worry, it's a virtual trip. All you have to do is play one of 20 eligible scratch games and enter your non-winning tickets on our website or app. That gets you into the VIP club, the prize zone, and exactly where you need to be to win some cash. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details and play today. Woohoo!
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And speaking of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, which comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, they will have your latest chance to win the download of the 40th anniversary edition of Caddyshack. And you can listen all this week from 4 to 6 for your chance to win that digital download. The Great Golf Classic, starring Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, and a pesky golfer. Gopher. There are golfers in there, though. Celebrating its 40th anniversary. And you can own the Caddyshack Blu-ray and digital movie now. Head to KGYMradio.com for more details. And they will have your chance to win sometime between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock coming up today. Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us here on a Wednesday afternoon here in eastern Iowa. Pairings are set for the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge, which will be, I'm sure, a very unusual one. That will get started next Monday at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. And Jeff, thanks. Appreciate it. And I would imagine at about, what, the 10th inning last night, you were kind of wondering, when in the heck am I going to get home?
Well, the later it gets, the more you look at your watch and you think, how many more minutes do I have to get this story written? And I think by the time interviews were done and all that, I had 18 minutes to write 15 inches. So. But great game. Just, a classic game. Shame it ended the way it did. You never want to see a game of that magnitude end on an error. But, that's it happens.
Yeah, it was quite a game, Jeff. And you don't want to see it end like that. You feel bad for Liberty. You feel bad for a certain outfielder. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's... when you go out for a sport, you sign up for bad things might happen. Sports are a zero-sum deal. Somebody wins, somebody loses, and that's just the way it is. If you're not willing to be in that kind of position, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and kudos to Liberty. I tell you what, that's a up-and-coming program, certainly. Kennedy, we know what they've done over the last handful of years with that terrific core group that they have, which quite a few seniors right now for the Cougars. I think Liberty's not going to go away.
No, and if Kennedy's a top two or three team, Liberty's probably top 10. They were playing really well at the end of the season. They really put it on Prairie in the regional semis, and they were playing well enough to beat most teams, and if they had a different draw, they probably might be playing at the state tournament. But they got the draw that they did, and I think it was a fair draw for a team that was just outside the top 15 in the final rankings.
True, very true.
Interestingly, Jeff, the field includes the return of defending champs in each class, although not all are seeded number one. Let's start in 5A, and Kennedy is your number two seed. And the MAC actually did pretty well getting three teams in, including the Cougars' opponent, Pleasant Valley. What do you know about that game?
Well, Kennedy's got to bring their A game because Pleasant Valley's playing really well. They thumped City High 11-0 just here in the last couple weeks. And, I think the MAC's kind of been the little brother, little sister of the MVC in recent years, but that's a really good softball league. Five teams in the state tournament with PV and Muscatine and Bettendorf in 5A plus North Scott in 4A and Assumption in 3A. That's a great league.
It is. Kennedy with the Valley on the bottom half of their bracket. You can't overlook Muscatine. The Muskies just hammered the ball against City High last night.
They did what City High does to just about everybody. They just they pounded the ball and put up 14 runs and got that thing over in five innings. And I'll tell you, this is a really balanced field. I don't know who you pick to win the thing.
Fort Dodge, of course, playing at home, though.
Yeah, but Fort Dodge has had – they've had their history at the state tournament, too, and it hasn't always been good. They haven't gotten out of the first round very often.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the other classes, Jeff, I wanted to ask about the media situation. And I think I read that nobody's going to be in the press box. So are you talking about card table along the baseline, or what are you talking about?
You tell me. They are opening the bleachers directly below the press box up to the media, and they're kicking all the fans out from there just because of social distancing, and the media gets the bleachers, and that's fine. It's going to be hot, but that's okay. It beats not having a tournament, and it beats not having a seat. We'll make do.
Yeah, and it'll be an interesting and they're, of course, using I think most of the fields next week at Harlan Rogers.
Yeah, they're using Dodger Diamond and Veterans Field as well. So they're using four championship diamonds instead of two through the semifinals. They're getting rid of the consolation games other than the third place game, and that's fine.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
For a very good West Delaware team, seeded number two, what do you think West Delaware's path to possibly playing the defending state champions?
Well, again, a really balanced, really deep field. Winterset's a fine team. They play really good competition out there in Central Iowa. West Delaware is really on a run. They've won 15 in a row and got great pitching in Macy Kleitch. Got good hitting up and down the lineup. A little more power than I think they've had in the past. And certainly a team that's capable of going deep into the week. And you know, but if they don't play well, they might be one and done as well. So they're going to have to play well.
Yeah, you got Carlisle in there, of course, back. Dallas Center Grimes, you mentioned Winterset. North Scott, you can't look by them.
They were the runner-up last year.
Yeah, playing 5A competition. So I think 4A, maybe even more more balanced than 5A.
Could be. And I think Carlisle's still the favorite, but not by much. I think any of the four teams on the bottom bracket could come out of there. And, you know, Fairfield's kind of been flying under the radar this year. They're 24-1. They've won, you know, a bunch of games in a row, and they've beaten some good teams.
Let's go to 3A. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You know, 3A, we've got Mount Vernon and Williamsburg. You do anyway, in terms of your coverage area, and both have really fine seasons. 20-4 for Mount Vernon, 23-4 for Williamsburg. And talk about their chances.
Both very, very good teams. Both have good pitching. Both have good batting orders up and down the lineup, you know, both capable of making a run. I think, you know, everybody's chasing Assumption, even though Assumption's the two seed. I think you still got to look at them as the favorite. Albie has had a really nice year. They're number one, 19-1. Again, it's there are a lot of teams in there that are awfully good, and I think Williamsburg's got a really good freshman pitcher in Peyton Driscoll, and Mount Vernon's just got a lot of tradition, and they know what they're doing out there.
They do, and they had a big regional final win that you witnessed on Monday night.
Yeah, they were very, very impressive against Anamosa on Monday.
And that's a good Anamosa team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot. That just kind of goes to show how good the WOMAC is. I think, you know, we talked about the MVC. I think the WOMAC's probably a deeper conference than the MVC right now. Their top-level teams are very good. They go, you know, five or six deep without dropping too far.
All right, 2A, Northland. Should we move on to 1A?
are you declaring this one already, Mark?
I can't remember the last time they lost, Jeff.
No, it's it was late last season. 29 in a row. I think they're definitely the favorite to win. Loaiza Muscatine's got a fine team, but they've been giving up some runs lately. Ogden, they've got a girl who really hits the ball well, and you know, something like that might be able to carry them quite a ways. Northland is the team to beat, but you know, about the time you think that they're invincible, you know, something goes wonky and then they're done. So, but they're a great team, great team.
Well, no matter what, it's going to be the last hurrah for Abby and Grace Flanagan, and it's just going to be unusual to see you know, whether it be Northland basketball or Northland softball without the Flanagan twins out there. But do not fret any because the reserves are coming from what we hear in the lower grades.
Yeah, and great eighth grade class at Northland, both for softball and for basketball. And they might take a little step back next year, but it's certainly not going to be a big stride. They've just got it going out there. Girls sports, throw in boys basketball and baseball, and they've just really got a complete athletics program out there right now.
By the way, before we leave North Lynn, I loved, what was it, you or was it one of your colleagues, KJ, that posted the picture on Twitter about, can you guess what this is from North Lynn?
That's mine.
I did not for a million years guess that that was the hyphen on the building.
That was the infamous hyphen that was on the school, and I raised a lot of heck about that. Mark knows about grammar and stuff like that, and I just never understood why that school had a hyphen in it for forever, and kind of made it a crusade for them to take it away, and they finally did. So now I've got a hyphen sitting in my garage,
signed by
the very nice keepsake. And I think we debated that years ago, Jeff, didn't we?
Oh yeah, and there was really no debate about it. I just never thought it made sense.
Well, it's not there now in 2020, so we move on with that. Let's get to 1A. Collins Maxwell is the top seed from over in Central Iowa, 19-1. They will come in. You got Newell Fonda, which seems to make the state tournament in every girls' sport. They will take on Lisbon in the first round, and Coach Bunting. I tell you what, another Lisbon team going to the state tournament, a very interesting story this year with all the graduation losses that the Lions had. And then they get a pitcher who moved away a few years ago, moved back, and helped pitch them to the state tournament.
Yeah, I thought it was unavoidable that Lisbon was going to take a step back this year with, they lost their good pitching and Skylar Sadler and lost a lot of other good kids around her. But if you've got a pitcher, you've got a lot. And with Riley Allgood moving back into the district, that's a program that's just going to keep on humming now because they got three more years of her and some other good kids around her. And they're going to be fine for a while.
Jeff, we're not quite to the finish line of this season, but a season that we didn't know we were going to have. But I wondered, you're out to a lot of games, and what kind of grade would you give the softball season in terms of dealing with the pandemic?
Oh, I suppose probably a B. It hasn't been perfect. If it had been perfect, then everybody would have still been able to play. But knock on wood, if all 40 teams are able to stay healthy and stay COVID-free, I would say it's been a good season. I think it was definitely worthwhile to give this a try. What that means for fall, I don't know. And there's still a lot of questions to be answered, but I think they're gonna give this fall a shot.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And the one heartbreak though, I think, was East Marshall, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're on the bus ride to Ogden, and I don't know if somebody got a call that one of the players was positive or how that went down, but they had to turn the bus around, and Ogden's got basically a bye to state, and what a rough way to see your season end.
Yeah, that's not a fun coaching moment to have to express that. But before we let you go, women's basketball news yesterday. Lisa Bluder picked up another commitment for a class a couple years away yet to go along with Washington Warrior Hannah Stolke. And you and I both got to see this young lady play at Prairie a couple years ago, and she's got a lot of talent. Now is going to be a Johnston Dragon, though, this year.
Yeah, transferred over from Urbandale to Johnston, and 6'2", long, athletic, and I really enjoyed talking with her, and she's really excited to be a Hawkeye, and she's going to get a lot better in the next 2 years. She's going to fill out a little bit more. She's going to expand her game, and I think it's probably another pretty good get for Lisa Bluter.
Yeah, and kind of plays on the same AAU team as Hannah Stolke, and they both are
right.
Kind of similar.
Yeah. I think Hannah's a little bit more of a slasher, and Giampi might be a little bit more of an outside shooter. And Sydney Affolter, who's a year ahead of them in school, is she's from Illinois, and she's also on that team as well, and she's going to play for Iowa.
Not a bad team to have. I could coach them.
I think I could.
All right. Hey, Jeff, safe travels and best of health next week. And we hope, fingers crossed, everything goes well in Fort Dodge with the tournament.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You guys have a good week.
All right. And watch for Jeff's preview as well in the Gazette. And give it a read at thegazette.com. Jeff Linder joining us here at 3:39. We're going to take a break, come back. Chris Liss of rotowire.com with your fantasy sports questions. Fantasy baseball we will concentrate on. I know we got a fantasy golf question out there for him, but we will do that coming up here in just a couple moments. You're listening to The Gym Class on a Wednesday right here on KGYM.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Before we can move forward, we have to get ready to start moving again. Movement is how we express ourselves. No matter if it's on the hardwood, the track, or the highway, movement drives our potential, and it helps us build momentum for tomorrow. Movement takes us further than we ever thought possible. It's what separates us in competition, and it's what unites us when we need it most. So when you're ready to start moving forward again, we'll make sure you're ready for every mile. Goodyear, more driven.
The Twins play right here on 107.5 FM, the OT KGYM.
Tonight, the Twins face the Cubs. Coverage begins at 6 on 107.5 FM. Jim OT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right?
Of course, making sure you have no holes in your defense.
Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless, and you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G.
And no contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Check out terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We are back, 3:43 on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, KJ Pilcher from the Gazette will join us. We'll preview the state baseball tournament, and that will be tomorrow. Also looking to reach out and catch up with our good friend Dave Koken as Major League Baseball gets underway. And speaking of good friends, Mark, we get ready to bring in our friend Chris Liss of rotowire.com. You have a question for Chris, let us know via the text line or the phone line at 319-366-1600. As Chris joins us, Chris, hope all is well with you and yours, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I was thinking, Scott, you know, in the last 20 years maybe, this is the longest I've gone without speaking with you.
I know.
I probably haven't had more than 3 months between speaking with you, and, you know, now we've gone 6 months. You know, we're good. Thanks for asking. They're in Portugal. It hasn't, you know, luckily so far been too bad here. You know, just kind of mostly living life. How are you guys doing in Iowa?
We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. I think you are very, you never thought that being in Portugal would work out so well, did you?
Yeah, we didn't know it was an escape from, you know, Snake Plissken, escape from New York type of situation, or escape from L.A., but turned out that way. Hey, you know, at least baseball's starting. I mean, we weren't sure we were going to get baseball, and at least it looks like it's going to at least start, for one thing.
True.
Yeah, I think at least start, Chris. You're absolutely right. And for one, I'm excited about it. From a fantasy standpoint, I know you've been drafting in a handful of leagues. What changes in strategy? We've got the designated hitter in the National League, probably a premium on pitching. There always has been. But what are your viewpoints on that?
Yeah, so, you know, I think pitching is getting pushed up, at least in my competitive leagues. I think it's because over a 60-game sample, hitters can be very, you know, they can have a lot of variance, right? I mean, Mike Trout could probably hit 230 over a 60-game sample and hit, you know, 330 over the other 100 games and end up hitting 295, and you wouldn't think anything of it. So 60 games is volatile. I guess it's volatile for pitchers too. But pitchers, every time they go out there, they're throwing 110 pitches. And hitters come up and they get four at bats a game. They've got to reset it for the next game. And I do think that hitting is sort of a more of a long-term thing. It's harder to predict hitters in the short term. It's harder to read what they're going to do, when their slump's going to start and end. So a lot of the – I didn't do it as much, but a lot of the guys in the high-stakes leagues were just drafting pitchers like crazy. You know, Gerrit Cole went number one overall in a couple of leagues, ahead of Acuna, ahead of Yelich. People are a little worried about Trout because his wife is due in August. And he's going to have to, you know, go out and obviously be with his kid. And then, you know, what are the protocols? How long, you know, does he have to wait a week to come back? And so people are worried he's going to miss some time. But the pitching got driven up like crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you about Mike Trout. He's an interesting situation this year. Was kind of hesitant to play with his wife expecting, as you mentioned. I'm not sure how much – I mean, is he in 100%? Right now, even a 90% Mike Trout is really good. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I'm not sure he would be the number one guy this year to take. We'll see.
Oh, he's fallen between like 5 and 12 in most of my drafts. And the one thing someone said about Trout though is you don't get to be Mike Trout, you know, 8 years or whatever it's been since he's the best player in the world, without being insanely competitive. So the idea is he's going to show up thinking, you know, I don't know, I've got to leave, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, be with my wife and kid in a month. But a guy like that might just be, you know, once he gets there, he's just going to be, you know, insane and want to just, you know, win. And so he'll get locked in again quickly. But there's just the fact of, you know, usually they take 3-4 days off if a player's having a kid. And then what are the protocols to come back? And if it's a week, you know, we're talking about a 60-game season. So if you miss 5 or 6 games in a week, that's, you know, that's 10% of the season right there.
Chris, I want to ask you about fresh faces, rookies, and one you've loaded up on in your leagues, and that's Carter Kieboom of the Nationals. Why is that?
Total accident. I mean, it wasn't an accident, but you know, if you had asked me a month ago who you're going to have in all your leagues, you could have given me 100 guesses, and I would not have said Carter Kieboom, but he was always there. He qualifies it. I think he qualifies at shortstop now, but he's going to play third. So he'll have, you know, middle and corner, third and short. And he was terrible last year when they called him up, but it was 42 plate appearances. I mean, it's nothing. And he's a really good prospect. He's like 21. And when he's 2021 at AAA, he was, you know, had a 900-plus OPS and was their top prospect. So then they let Anthony Rendon walk and up in Los Angeles. And Keeblum, there was some noise now that he's going to split time with his Drubal Cabrera, and that would be very annoying for me. But it would be annoying. But, you know, baseball is a young man's game. He's proven everything he had to in the high minors, and quite often a guy like that just he gets the shot to play, and then the breakout happens.
Yeah, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us 3:49 on a Wednesday edition of the Jim Class. And if you have a question for Chris, let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Toronto has no home right now. We just call them the Blue Jays at this point. What in the heck is that going to do potentially to their fantasy folks?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not just people are analyzing the different parks. They're supposed to play in PNC in Pittsburgh, and now apparently Pennsylvania doesn't want them. And so I don't know what they're going to do, but imagine you're a player. You're obviously already dealing with the difficulties of starting baseball midseason with a very small ramp up, a much smaller ramp up than spring training. So you're out of sorts already, and you don't even know where you're going to be living for the next couple of months. You don't know where you're going to be staying. At least the guys who have regular, you know, home parks and everything's normal, they at least can live at home and commute to the ballpark. So I think this is not good. I can't imagine, you know, it being easy to get ramped up anyway this season, and this is just going to add a whole other level of difficulty.
Who do you have a really good feel about in this abbreviated season, Chris?
Well, I like a lot of guys. You know, I like Kershaw. I feel like Kershaw is one of the best pitchers of all time, and then he lost some velocity and had some back injuries. And now, last year, even though his velocity was down, he showed he was healthy, and he's over. In my opinion, he got out of that sort of injury range where he kept re-injuring the same thing. And he's just too good. And the ballpark and situation's too good. The parks he's going to pitch in, except for Coors Field. I just think he's a lock to have, like, if he's healthy for 60 games, to have a three, you know, well, I guess in a small sample, nothing's a lock, but, you know, have a three ERA and get a lot of wins. So I really like Kershaw this year. I really like Juan Soto. I didn't get any Juan Soto because I wanted to get steals or pitching early, but Juan Soto is 21 this year. He's already had two monster years at 19 and 20 in the majors. And now he's, you know, the Nationals are a good hitting park. Juan Soto is sort of the Mike Trout of, you know, 10 years later, basically. And nobody knows who he is, really. It's just this quiet guy who, you know, is 6'2", 215. He stole 12 bases last year, even only got caught once. So I think it would not surprise me if next year it was like, who are you taking, Trout or Soto or Acuna, number one? I mean, to me, that could easily happen.
Well, a lot of people are saying that you're going to see a lot more stolen bases this year. Are you buying into that?
I don't know. What would be the basis for the extra steals?
Just being more aggressive in a 60-game season.
Like less worry about injuries? It could be. I mean, especially some of these teams like the Marlins or Royals that you know, they're not going to win by slugging, and they're just kind of young teams, and they're not worried so much about, you know, the playoffs. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I think the categories to get, though, are steals, saves, and strikeouts. Those are the ones that steals and saves are specialists. You can't get saves from anybody except the 30 guys getting saves. You can't get steals from anybody except the 20 guys who steal 20 bases. And strikeouts, you know, high strikeouts, there's only, you know, 20 or 30 pitchers that can get you 10 strikeouts in a game, probably these days more, but you know, the elite strikeout guys are pretty scarce. So you get those three categories, and you can kind of cobble together the rest.
Anything with an S in front of it for a category, go for.
Still save strikeouts.
Hey, Chris, one last from me. What is the weakest position or positions from a fantasy standpoint this year?
So, you know, it's obviously catcher, as it always is. But setting catcher aside, it's actually a very strange position. It's first base. Once you get out of, like, the top 10 or 12, you got to hope Yuli Gurriel can do what he did last year, which was totally out of character, all the home runs. People are taking Carlos Santana, Luke Voit. It is very thin. Christian Walker, people are taking. I mean, once you get out of the top 10 rounds, first base, you find shortstops you like, you find second baseman you like, but the first baseman get pretty ugly pretty quick.
Interesting. Hmm. 1527 does have a question, but it deals with golf. Are you prepared for a golf question?
I know less about golf than I do about college sports.
Well, maybe Mark and I can do this.
I'll help you out. I'll take Max Homa over Higgs, okay?
Yes, Max. I would take Max Homa over Harry Higgs as well. But you have that information at rotowire.com.
Yes. Oh, no. People are insane about golf. We have a segment on the XM show that I take off because I have nothing intelligent to say about it. But, yeah, we covered tons of golf on the site.
Check it out.
Dig into it.
Check
guy.
It out. And Mookie yes, Betts. For sure. Mookie Betts gets 13 years, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the guys who, was he 25 or 26, just like Trout and Harper got the big 13-year contracts. And Mookie Betts plays defense, too. So he's on the short list of those guys that are worth paying. You know, you don't want to pay a guy who's Albert Pujols, who was a first baseman at age 30, like the Angels did. That was the wrong contract. But Mookie Betts, this is the rare guy that you open up the checkbook for.
Is this the year of your Yankees?
I hope so. I mean, it's too bad Severino's hurt, but still got, signed Garrett Cole. I mean, it's the Dodgers, the Nationals, the Astros. There's some good teams that they'll have to meet in the playoffs, but they have the team. They have the bats, and they have enough pitching with Cole. They have the bullpen. They got as good a chance as anyone.
Cole Scherzer tomorrow night. That's just must see television right there.
It's going to be exciting, and we're all starving for sports. I mean, we covered like the Korean Baseball League. We covered Japan. We've been Bundesliga soccer. But golf, we're pretty excited to finally get some fantasy sports in this year.
Portuguese soccer, you probably know everything there is to know about that, right?
I don't. I finally, it's kind of unfortunate, but I bought the channel finally last winter. I was like, I'll pony up. They charge you a lot here for the soccer because they know they have everyone over a barrel because everyone's like, it's their religion here at soccer. So I pony up for the channel, and then, of course, COVID canceled the season. So I didn't get to watch any, but now I don't know if they're starting up full go here. They definitely in Germany they started. They're playing here. Maybe I'll have to get back into it, but no, I don't know anything. I was like, okay, fine, I'll learn.
You got baseball now, so we're good to go with that. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll check in again here in a few weeks, Chris. Thanks, appreciate it, and stay safe.
Yeah, good talking to you guys. Take care.
All right, Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us, our friend Chris Liss here. And we'll get a hold of him every couple of weeks and talk some fantasy baseball with you. And he joins us weekly during the fall for some fantasy football advice as well. So good to talk with Chris. Another friend of ours, Dave Koken, will join us coming up tomorrow, Mark. And we'll also talk to KJ Pilcher as well about the state baseball tournament. Substate finals in 3A and 4A taking place around the state tonight. So best of luck to those teams.
And a wonderful night it will be for them, and they deserve every night like this weather-wise, and it should be fun for a lot of teams out there. Looking forward to talking with Dave Koken again, who's got a new gig. We'll learn about that. And, of course, KJ Pilcher.
All right, sounds good. You have a good night. Enjoy the listening to the Twins and the Cubs on 107.5 FM.
I will indeed. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next right here on KGYM. They'll have your chance to win that 40th anniversary edition download of Caddyshack sometime during the two-hour edition of the show between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Thanks to Buttons. And we'll join you tomorrow at 3 with another edition of the Gym Class.
For streaming, creating, gaming, and more, power your passions for less during Dell's Exceptional Cyber Savings event. Enjoy up to $400 off stunning laptops like the XPS, along with high-performance desktops and next-level Alienware systems.